Claudia Lenhoff is the executive director of Champaign County Healthcare Consumers. She's also serving as facilitator for Champaign County's Crisis Response Planning Committee. They're hosting a public dialogue session Tuesday night at the Champaign Public Library from 6 to 7:30 p.m. Claudia, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you for inviting me.
Let's start by talking about the Crisis Response Planning Committee a bit. What is it?
The Crisis Response Planning Committee is a formal planning body that results from a grant that Champaign County was awarded by the Department of Justice in October 2015. And this grant is called the Justice and Mental Health Collaboration Program Planning Grant. And the purpose of the grant is to go through a planning process in order to figure out how to make improvements for people who have mental health issues and who have involvement with the justice system. And so the Crisis Response Planning Committee is the group of community stakeholders who have been brought together to go through this planning process. It includes law enforcement, the judiciary, service providers, community entities, organizations like Champaign County Healthcare Consumers, and people who also have lived experience and their families. And that's the group of stakeholders that's going to help move this planning process forward.
Sure. I know the committee's met a few times already before these dialogue sessions with the public. What kind of things have been discussed there? What kind of work are you doing so far?
We actually meet once a month and we do a lot of work. One of the tasks that we have to do is we have to do this whole mapping out of the system and look at all the points in the system where people interact with the justice system or there's opportunities to intervene and to provide resources and to help people. We've also, for the purposes of planning, you know, part of what we're also trying to do is get data to try to get real numbers behind the situation. And in order to get data, you really have to define the issues. So we've had to come up with definitions of mental illness, definitions of substance use disorder, definitions of recidivism, and so on. So there's a lot of really technical work that is going on. And we actually have this planning and implementation guide that takes us through the two-year process, and we're moving through it step by step. It's some pretty tedious stuff and stuff that isn't very sexy, but is a lot of sort of the due diligence that you have to do if you're going to come up with solutions.
Sure. Let's talk about the dialogue sessions here, the first of which is tonight. Who are you hoping to hear from at this meeting?
Well, we are really hoping to hear especially from people who have experiences dealing with the justice system, especially if they are people living with mental illness, substance use issues, or people associated with them. But we're also opening up to, you know, the public, to service providers, law enforcement, anybody who is really concerned about this issue and wants to help give input. And, you know, we're really trying to find out about, you know, what's working, how well is it working, what more is needed, what improvements can be done, both in community, you know, in the community versus also in the jail. So, you know, we welcome anybody and everybody to attend, but we especially really encourage people who have lived experience or are close to somebody who has lived experience.
In hearing you discuss, you know, some of these issues, it reminds me of a conversation I recently had with Melanie Jackson from the Council of Service Providers to the Homeless here in Champaign County, and she was telling us about the fact that there are no longer any emergency shelters for homeless men in Champaign County. I would imagine that has to have an impact on, you know, people interacting with the criminal justice system who have some of these issues that you're talking about but don't have anywhere else to go.
Sure. There may be more opportunities when people are homeless for them to encounter law enforcement or the justice system. So that is, you know, that is one of the issues, you know, that we need to, you know, that we need to look at. It's also, I think, important to understand that a lot of times the calls that law enforcement get are calls dealing with people who are behaving in certain ways because they do have mental health issues or co-occurring substance use disorder issues. And so it's a really complicated situation. And yeah, unfortunately, you know, we're doing this planning and we're trying to figure out how to make things better for people in this community. And we're doing it against this backdrop of the state of Illinois not having a budget us losing resources in our community, like so many communities, and then also in a time historically when mental health funding has not kept up, you know, with the pace of the need and has actually been rolled back. And so, you know, there's a lot of challenges at the community level.
This two-year process that you've talked about a little bit, what's the end goal of this? At the end of the 2 years, what does your committee hope to have accomplished?
Well, we hope that at the end of 2 years that we will have an idea of what needs to be implemented. When we applied for the grant, and I say we collectively, it was really the sheriff's office and community elements, now Rosecrans, that applied for this on behalf of Champaign County. But when we applied for it initially, we were, you know, we've been doing a planning process already, but the federal government really wanted to formalize that planning process. So we're actually ahead of several other communities that got the same funding, and we're really hoping that at the end of 2 years, we'll have an idea of what we want to implement, with the end goal of reducing the number of persons with, you know, mental illness, substance use disorder booked into the jail, reducing the length of stay in the jail by persons with those issues, increasing the percentage of persons with those issues connected to effective services and supports, and reducing the rate of recidivism. That's where we're trying to get to. We won't necessarily get there in this 2 years, but we'll come up with a plan for how to get there.
And then with whatever you come up with in terms of things you'd like to implement, is there then federal money available for those programs you'd like to implement? How does this work from, you know, going forward?
There are more federal grants that we can apply for, and we think that by going through this planning process with funding from the Department of Justice, that we will be positioning our community to be a good contender to receive additional federal funds that have more to do with the implementation. And that's part of why we accepted this grant and wanted to do it, because we felt that it positioned our community well in order to attract more federal dollars. And I wanted to say that even as we're going through this planning process and we're seeking public input as part of the grant, there are also already efforts underway that are not part of the grant, you know, within our community to make improvements, and those efforts also feed into the planning. So I don't want community members to think that efforts to make improvements are on hold until we finish this planning grant. That's not the case. It's just as we learn from those efforts, we also figure out what more needs to be done.
Claudia Lenhoff is facilitating the Champaign County Crisis Response Planning Committee. They're having a public dialogue session Tuesday night at the Champaign Public Library from 6 until 7:30 p.m., another one coming up in August, and we'll have those dates available at our website at willnews.org. Claudia, thank you very much for your time today.
Thank you.